This is a dictation for Nasir Rastegi, NASIRA, SIDDIQUE. Date of birth is 3/28/1958. Date of accident is 2/7/2025. Date of service is 2/10/2026. The patient has not come since 10/27/2025 when she was seen. She says it was too cold, too wintry, and she could not make it. She could not get a ride. Apparently, she is known to have accident complaints, and she has been trying to get a total knee replacement, bilateral, from Dr. Yusuf Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, but it has not been done. She has also seen neurology group at Mind, and she is doing neuropsych with Dr. Ford, as well as social worker and counseling with ID counseling. She has a restless leg syndrome for which she is being treated by her primary care physician. Currently, she reports that she now is experiencing severe chest pain at the sternal area for the last 3 weeks, and no accident. This pain was not present since the accident and apparently are not related to the car accident. She also reports of having a gastroscopy done and has a hiatal hernia. Overall, the pains are 8 to 9 and ADLs are affected 9. She was a victim of an automobile accident on 2/7/2025 when she was driving restrained and 4 to 5 deers hit her into her car, leading to the injuries. Pretty percent relief is reported by the patient, and please review the records for the ADL, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. She still has TBI symptoms where she loses memory, loss of balance, she has headaches and dizziness, vision disturbances, lack of focus, lack of concentration. She has undergone a consultation with a neuropsych that was found to be positive. Besides, she had a MRI for the brain where only the area of parietal lobe with left supramarginal varus volume is low and nothing else was found as far as TBI concerned. But she is undergoing therapy, psychotherapy, counseling, and neurology referrals for these issues. And she is on attended care for this reason in the past. Physical therapy is continuing. Chiropractic treatment is also continuing for her once a week, although she has not visited us in the last 4 months. Physical examination, blood pressure is 107/59, pulse 102, pulse oxygen is 99%. Rest of the exam will still remain the same from previous visit of 10/27/2025, dictation number 1030-037. Plan is as follows. After reviewing the maps, which are in compliance, and the labs, new labs have been ordered and obtained. Physical therapy has been ordered for her to continue as per her choice to two times a week and for another 30 days. Traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training has been provided with a work restriction to start working 6 hours, 7 days, 5 pounds. She exaggerates her symptoms where she cannot do nothing. She cannot come walk. She cannot go around anywhere. She brought some lady to who supposedly is her attended care. And she insists on getting some attended care, which I do not believe is needed at this time. So we have withdrawn the attended care. She wanted an MRI of the chest, but I ordered a chest X-ray with the sternum and X-ray of her hip also, which she is complaining. If they come positive, further treatment could be given. She's provided with the following medication, which is Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for 30 days, and Voltaren gel for topical pain relief. Patient has been referred to spine surgeon and orthopedic surgeon for appropriate consultation. So far, she has not been able to do all that. But she has had a US rehab consultation for functional analysis where it was determined that she is not able to do regular jobs. Her muscle strength was limited, and that has been entertained in this project treatment protocol. So, patient is continuing the physical therapy. She is encouraged to do physical therapy at home also. Thank you.